From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. What was left after the storm passed in not fit for a reentry for regular citizens for weeks. That's according to a White House Homeland Security advisor. The Keys, an archipelago of hundreds of low-lying islands, stretch 265 kilometers from mainland Florida into the Gulf of Mexico. One main highway travels from the mainland to Key West, a famous tourist destination that is the southernmost part of the United States. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening. Today, the Security Council saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is warning that governments are increasingly moving toward oppression, crushing human rights values and protections. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA and says that the opening of the UN Human Rights Council's three-week session in Geneva is the final year of the term for the Human Rights Commissioner. He says the world has grown darker and dangerous during his time in office, and also human rights principles are the only way to avoid global war and profound misery and deprivation. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to her people to unite to end more than half a century of armed conflict. At a mass, he said, if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreement.
Desde este lugar, quiero asegurar mi oración.
The Pope also expressed what he called his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has been embroiled in years of economic and political crisis. The head of the multinational task force fighting Boko Haram says the war against the militants is being won, but also warned that the suicide bombings remain a threat in killing close to 400 people in Nigeria and Cameroon since April. Soldiers from the 7,800-person task force have been stationed in several towns and villages along the Nigeria-Cameroon border since those communities were liberated from Boko Haram a little over a year ago. The force's commander, the Nigerian-born general, Lucky Irobor, visited four communities along the border Saturday to reassure local residents and rally the troops there. The international watchdog group Global Witness says that Zimbabwe's government has been secretly using diamond exploitation to bankroll its military and spy agency, both of which have been accused of human rights abuses in support of the president. Sebastian Mufu has more and says that Global Witnesses says that powerful political elites and security forces have controlled and secretly exploited Zimbabwe's diamond sector for a decade. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed car into a NATO military convoy, wounding a small number of foreign troops and Afghan civilians Monday in Afghanistan. The Taliban swiftly took credit for the afternoon attack near the U.S.-run Bagram military airbase. The Afghan civilians were evacuated to a local hospital, and their condition is unknown at this time. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.